Hi, this is Adrienne Smith. There's an energy crisis in our world, and it begins at the core of our bodies. A lack of truly intuitive connection to where we are, what we see, what we feel, and how we act as a result. I'm building a movement of expanded awareness to change that, and I'm glad you're here to join me in this revival. It's 65 degrees in December. We're lucky. Blue skies, and my best friend and I decide to brave a hike with our kids, 2 5-year-olds and an 8-year-old. We've been making slow progress for about 40 minutes, enjoying the crisp air, vibrantly green grass, and the soul-refueling feeling that nature brings us. The 8-year-old's eyes open wide as we come upon a small pond and a waterfall. "I'm going to climb to the top of the waterfall," he says. The look of disgust on his mom's face could be used to create one of the popular memes we use to send our friends when we are not into an idea. She's the kind of mom that knows adventure and exploration is important and does an amazing job balancing that with boundary setting in a perfect harmony. As she says, "Is that a smart choice?" There wasn't an actual response as he listens, and then he turns his back and starts climbing. The scene is comedic. The little girls are cheering him on. I'm filming the attempt. My dog is barking in concern, and mom is standing with her arms crossed, lips pursed, and a look of deep concern on her face, while I know her heart is pumping as though she is running a 5K for Team USA in the Olympics. I feel her worry for a moment as my heart skips a beat. Time is standing still as we watch him almost make it, but instead he loses his footing and he slides down the side of the rocks, scraping his sides, bashing his butt, bruising his ego, and he begins to wail. I rush to his side as his mom and I calmly repeat to him to take deep breaths. He listens. And within seconds, he's calmer. I continue by asking him if he can lift his arm. "And now your leg. And then move your ankle in circles." I'm in shock because he isn't crying anymore, but seems instead touched with sorrow and disappointment. And then he says, "Mom, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you." We've all had tons of moments like this, some which we can remember, and they have fueled us to try again. Others that are lodged in our memory as failure we wish we could erase, and even more impactful are those that have been forgotten, but indeed stored in our nervous system and physical bodies as trauma. As long as we live, we will continue to repeat events like this. And that is the key, to live. So why aren't we? I don't like the question that is often asked, what's the worst that could happen? Because it gets us forecasting a future that is dreadful. Our minds create tension, our tension in our mind creates tension in our bodies, and we close off the ability to manifest any sort of good vibes. What if instead we asked, what's the best that could happen? Or, how can I use this moment to expand everything within me and around me? I like these, but they still are future-focused, not present-focused. If we are creating a vision board, goal-setting, or simply journaling to get creative juices flowing, these questions rock. But what about what's happening right now? And then, wow, a moment of truth. In the event of this hike, that's what I do. So I'll break it down for you. Take a deep breath. As I saw the look of agony on his face, I prompted him to take a deep breath and to focus on his body, not the shame, not the disappointment, or even the pain. As his hand held his side in protection, I say, "Can you lift your right arm?" I didn't ask him where it hurt. I asked what was usable. I focused intentionally on the positive. Do we focus on what's working right now? Okay, here's where it turns to you. If you're in a safe place, again, not driving or riding a bicycle, even walking can be a little dangerous when you close your eyes. So if you can, close your eyes and check in. Let's start with your body. What's working? Can you feel your heart beating? Can you feel your feet on the ground? Wiggle your toes. Feel your jaw. Where's your tongue? And then how are you breathing? When I'm stressed out, what's working right now is the last question I think to ask, because it feels as though there is a monster coming out from under my bed and I'm scared. And this is what we all feel. At the end of a yoga class, we'll say namaste. And that means, in my interpretation of it, that my light sees your light. All that is good in me sees all that is good in you. And sometimes it's hard to see the good in ourselves. It's hard to see the good in others. And so that simple question, what's working right now? When everything is chaotic, can be such a simple solution out of stress, out of fear, out of chaos, out of anxiety, out of our worst nightmares. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, please, please share it with a friend. I love telling stories. I love motivating people into action and working deeply with people who want to move their lives forward. Please visit my website, adriannicolesmith.com, and let's work together.